Slave Girl Who Changed History.
Now a film made in Britain will tell the story of the remarkable relationship that may have lain at the heart of the abolition of slavery on this side of the Atlantic. It centres on the first Earl of Mansfield, the most influential Lord Chief Justice of the 18th century, and the woman he helped to raise, Dido Elizabeth Bell, the daughter of a black slave woman. The film was inspired by a portrait of Dido that shows her with her playmate, Lady Elizabeth Murray, a great niece who was also in the care of Lord Mansfield. At first glance, the picture, which hangs in the Mansfield family seat of Scone Palace in Scotland, appears simply to show a young English lady and her slave. Yet it is the fine taffeta gown and jewels of the dark-skinned girl that tell a different tale and provide the merest glimpse of Dido's extraordinary role in history. Dido was born in 1761 as the illegitimate daughter of a Royal Navy captain, John Lindsay, and a black slave woman brought to England on board his ship. When Lindsay returned to sea, he placed the little girl in the care of his childless uncle, Lord Mansfield. Dido was raised amid the splendour of Kenwood House in Hampstead, North London, Lord Mansfield's weekend retreat. Remarkably for the times, when Georgian England was dominated by rules on class and colour, Dido was treated almost as one of the family. Dido was taken in as a playmate for Lady Elizabeth Murray after her mother's death. The girls were constant companions and received a similar education, but Dido's position in the household was complex. She was dressed in the same fine silks as Elizabeth, but not allowed to eat with the family at formal occasions. Nevertheless, her presence at Kenwood shocked society. Lord Mansfield commissioned the portrait of Dido and Elizabeth, attributed to Johann Zoffany, the royal artist, in 1779. Dido married her father's legal apprentice and moved to Pimlico. Lord Mansfield's will contained the note, "I confirm to Dido Elizabeth Bell her freedom." Dido's last traceable descendant, Harold Davinier, died in 1975, a white South African living in the era of apartheid.